This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker.
Crippling and potentially historic. That's how the National Weather Service is describing the massive winter storm that's bearing down on New England right now.
Airlines have already canceled thousands of flights. The MBTA is suspending service tomorrow. Governor Charlie Baker has declared a state of emergency and implemented a ban on non-essential travel on all state roads as of midnight tonight.
This afternoon, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh encouraged residents to be ready for a major blizzard expected to dump up to 3 feet of snow tonight and tomorrow across the region.
I'm asking everyone to do their part. Put public safety first. Stay off the roads as much as possible. To look out for your neighbors. Pay attention to the restrictions, the information, and the warnings that we are providing. And allow city and state official and emergency services to do their work.
And joining us now is WBUR's Fred Bever. He's at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Deb.
Well, first of all, tell us how officials are describing this storm in broad terms. What are they saying about how the effects of this storm are going to be felt on various fronts?
Well, Governor Charlie Baker addressed the media here just after noon. He said the storm is going to be, quote, a really big deal, one of the top five in the Commonwealth's history. He says residents should be prepared on many fronts. They should be alert for coastal flooding, for high winds, up to 70 miles an hour on the islands. They could knock down trees and power lines, single-digit temperatures. They could be a real problem for people without power. He says expect extended power outages, lots of things to keep in mind as this storm approaches.
And, of course, we did hear that there will be significant restrictions on folks' ability to travel in all of this. What's the governor saying about that?
Well, as you mentioned before, the MBTA will be closed all of Tuesday. There's a travel ban for most people that the governor puts into effect tonight at midnight. Logan shuts down at 7:30. Here's the governor's very emphatic words about this travel ban.
I urge everyone except essential, medical, emergency, and transportation workers to stay off the roads until the snow has passed. I can't stress this part enough. Please stay off the roads. Everyone should expect impassable roads across the state starting at around midnight tonight and through much of Tuesday.
So no one on the roads after midnight, Fred, except for essential and emergency personnel, essentially. The T, we know, is closed on Tuesday, so it's going to be tough. So folks obviously are going to have to prepare for this storm, but it's not only preparing for tomorrow because there will be the aftermath and the cleanup. Did the governor mention that?
Well, he did. I mean, he mentioned one thing in particular, that power outages could be extended for longer periods because of the high winds and the tough conditions, making it very difficult for utility workers to help and perform the repairs. Also, the high tide is at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. That coincides with what's expected to be the worst part of the storm, which could go on for like 30 hours. So that's pretty severe and longer time than most severe weather. And here he is talking about what's going to happen, what he expects to happen with the power outages.
The storm will result in widespread power outages that may exist for multiple days due to the high winds, which in many cases will prevent utility crews from operating. And the outages are likely to be worse in Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties due to wetter snow and the high winds that they expect to have there.
Okay, that, of course, Governor Charlie Baker. We're on the line with Fred Bever, WBUR's Fred Bever, who is at the state's Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham, where the governor will be giving press conferences throughout this evening about the storm. Fred, just very briefly, there is a full complement of people working on this storm. Tell us what the governor said about that.
Well, he's called up 500 National Guard members who are standing by but haven't yet been activated. There are about 4,000 utility workers for NSTAR and National Grid. He's been in touch with other states about bringing in more utility workers who could be housed at this Air Force base. He's got 600 highway workers, 250,000 tons of road salt ready to go, highway vehicles positioned all over the state. Even the state police have special vehicles that are tracked that could help evacuate people in flood zones, in flood areas. So there are a lot of resources put in place.
Okay, WBUR's Fred Bever at the State Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's check in now with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein to talk about the track of this storm. Hi, David. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Anthony.
So give us a sense of the latest on this storm right now, what it might mean for people thinking about their ride home this evening, first of all.
Right. So the snow is breaking out across the area, especially south of the Mass Pike at the present time. So, you know, if you figure someone's going to leave now up till 5 o'clock, we've been saying that you really want to be home by 6 at the latest. Roads will become snow covered, and it's going to be passable. We're not going into the heart of the storm anytime soon, but there will be some bands of steady to perhaps moderate snow, especially south of the city this afternoon. But definitely want to be where you're going to be for the next day or 2 days by 6 o'clock.
So what are you seeing on the projections? I mean, what's going to happen tonight in terms of snow, wind, and we heard Fred Bever there talking about the tides. What can we expect?
So let's start with the tide. So the time of high tide tomorrow is between about 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Depends on exactly what beach you're at. And that's the most vulnerable tide in terms of the storm, because the next one after that is 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And I think winds will be a little more northerly, so any moderate damage that we see, I think, is going to occur with this storm. There could be perhaps major damage with this particular cycle of high tide coming up tomorrow morning. Most of the roads that are most susceptible are those that face east. That's because winds are coming from the northeast.
All right. And when we get up tomorrow and start digging out, what are we going to see out there? I mean, let's talk about folks in the greater Boston area, first of all.
Right. So it's really the interesting thing about this is that most of the area is generally going to see between 20 and 30 inches of snow. And you might say, well, who's going to get the 30 and who's going to get the 20? If I had to pick, I'd say that the bullseye is going to be from roughly Worcester up through Reading, down through Boston, south through about Carver to Plymouth and over to Providence. So in that blob, I think that's the greatest potential to see the 30-inch snowfall amounts. When you get up tomorrow morning, there's already going to be between about 15 to maybe as much as 18 inches of snow with another, you know, if you figure at that point, we've got another 8 to 12 inches during the morning and into the afternoon hours. But it's really going to come down hardest between about 1 o'clock tomorrow morning and about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. In that period, a huge amount of the snow, perhaps 70 to 75% of what we'll see the entire storm, could come down.
All right. That's WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. We'll check back with him toward the end of the show. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome.